fabulous Brandy Shigley.
Brandy's the founder of Fashion Denver, which she'll tell you a little bit more about in just a few minutes. But I wanted to interview Brandy today because she is a juicy, juicy genius and has done a lot of really, really amazing things in her life and has a lot of incredible inspiration and wisdom to share with all of you. So on top of owning this amazing boutique that we're currently sitting in right now, but she's also a musician and an up-and-coming filmmaker. She's just created her first film. So on top of that, Brandy has spoken at TEDx Denver on the topic of doing what you love and loving what you do. She has also been featured in International Design Magazine and was named Denver's top up-and-comer in 5280 Magazine. So she's done a few cool things, and she's here today just to share some of her insights and everything with all of you. And yeah, why don't you tell
us a little
bit more?
Thank you so much for talking to me. I definitely feel like you were somebody who popped into my life kind of in a spontaneous manner, friends of somebody close to me, and I feel like you and Juicy Geniuses definitely inspire me to keep going and doing what I'm doing. My name is Brandy Shigley, and I've been an entrepreneur for over 13 years. I've discovered just doing what you love and loving what you do is really the key element to life. Oftentimes things don't go the way you had anticipated, and you really have to take those things and look at them as not that they're a failure, but, oh, I just need to go a different route in my adventure.
So you've been an entrepreneur for 13 years. You're now in kind of the fashion business, mm-hmm. among other things. Were you always doing this, or what did you do before you got into fashion, and what kind of made you change direction, if that's what you knew you had
actually,
to do?
My first 3 years of college, I was ditching every single class. I was getting almost straight F's, totally failing miserably, not having any idea of what it is that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And it was in my third year at Metro State College where I had a speech professor say, "Brandy, I want you to speak about what you're passionate about." And for once in my life, I realized that education and schooling and lessons doesn't have to be this thing that you don't want to do. But as soon as I was given the tool to say, "Hey, what are you passionate about?" I really discovered that I loved speaking, and that when I can speak and do things that I'm passionate about, I was able to excel. Mm-hmm. So in college, I was working for my parents, thinking, "Oh, I'm just gonna take over their alarm business and be in the alarm company industry for the rest of my life." And I started making handbags just for fun. And the next thing I knew, I was selling handbags to different people, different friends, and different friends of friends. And I ended up building a website, and that website just took off. And the media learned about B. Shigley Designs. And kind of, in a way, I was really thrown into the fashion industry being an independent bag designer. When I first started making bags, it was definitely just for fun. Right. And as soon as I had this media attention, it was as though I was forced to actually learn how to have a business and fast. Mm. So over a lot of trial and error and figuring things out, I was able to get my business up and running, and eventually was selling in boutiques in London and Paris, New York and Chicago and across the United States in these independent boutiques. And flash forward to about 5 years later, I really realized what I'm really passionate about is seeing other designers and other artists start up their businesses. So through having to figure it out on my own, I wanted to provide these people with the tools and the necessities that they need to start up their businesses.
Wow, that's really, really cool. So you were in the alarm business, and then you kind of transitioned to creating bags, which I think is really cool because it was something that you just did as a craft or a hobby on the side, and then kind of that took you into the whole fashion world. So something that Leanne and I talk a lot about, and those of you who have read the Little Book of Juicy Secrets, you've heard about our strokes of juicy genius, which is that moment in realization where you're like, okay, I'm not on the right path, this isn't really what I want to do, even though a lot of people kind of feel like it's been laid out for them, and that's their one choice or something that they want to do. For me, it was going to be law. Thank God that never happened. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when your stroke of juicy genius was?
I feel like over the course of being an entrepreneur, I get these little strokes of juicy geniuses sometimes often, but three of them that I definitely remember are, one, my professor saying, "Speak what you're passionate about."
Yeah.
That really opened up my eyes to being able to not just think, "Oh, I have to talk about something boring," but it really helped me to see that, whoa, I can actually do something I'm passionate about. The second stroke of juicy genius that I had was the first time that I sold a whole bunch of handbags at a little pool party. That was when I really realized, oh my gosh, people like these bags. I might be able to start a little business doing that.
Yeah.
My third stroke of juicy genius was after the handbag business was up and running, really realizing that I have the tools to help other small businesses grow.
Yeah.
And it was at that moment where I suddenly realized that I actually do know marketing and PR and web development because I've been doing it for my own business.
Yeah.
So that was definitely the latest stroke of juicy genius in which helped me to realize the passion that I have for entrepreneurship.
Wow, cool. So immediately just talking to you, I mean, there's two things that I actually find really special about what you do and what you have done, is the first being allowing yourself to just totally be creative and, you know, create the handbags without fully even realizing mm-hmm. the potential that that could take you down. I think a lot of people have this misconception that they can't make money or be successful doing what they truly love.
Right.
For example, I love scrapbooking, and mm-hmm. I never would have thought that that could have been turned into a business, and it currently isn't a business for me, but mm-hmm. I do know people in the scrapbooking world who have created very successful businesses mm-hmm. off of that. And so when I meet people who are like, well, I was just doing what I was really passionate about,
right.
and then it turned into a business, that how that energetically happens because you're just pouring your heart into something that is
right.
something you're so crazy about, and it kind of organically taking off and turning into this business,
mm-hmm.
I think is just so inspirational for a lot of women out there
right.
who are creative and do have these amazing talents at creating things or
mm-hmm.
or inspiring people or, you know, any of the things that you talked about. And the second being that what you studied in school really had no bearing on what you're doing
mm-hmm.
now. And that's a really hard thing for a lot of people, especially people who are currently in university or have recently graduated with a degree.
Mm-hmm.
They think, well, okay, now I have a business economics and law degree.
Right.
What's the natural next step? Of course, would be to go to law school and be a lawyer,
right.
you know? And I think kind of coming to terms with the fact that that might not be what happens and being okay with that,
mm-hmm.
you know? I know that my education wasn't a waste,
mm-hmm.
but if I'm so glad that I went, well, meh, if I never use
yeah.
that knowledge, I'm
right.
totally cool with that. And then it's funny because when you get into the whole world of entrepreneurship, you actually do bank on a lot of that knowledge that
right.
you learned in university,
exactly.
even if it is just learning how to be organized or, you know, get things done in a timely
right.
manner or contracts or any of that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely.
So it's funny that it does lend itself to entrepreneurship in a lot of different ways, even if it's not directly related.
Right. One of the things about majoring in communications is that in any business, you need to have a communicator. You need to have, we use communication on a daily basis, whether it's with a client or with a customer or just in building relationships and building business relationships,
mm-hmm.
knowing how to communicate is so important. So it was definitely a skill that I did not realize really was a skill.
Right.
It was definitely more like, well, I'm going to get this degree. But, you know, I went from failing all my classes to straight A's after
right.
I realized, oh, I like communication.
This
so
is how I'm good at this.
One of my passions now is really guest speaking and being able to share my journey as an entrepreneur, which does go back to my communications degree and actually doing public speaking.
Right.
So it's
so
a good mix.
One question I have for you is, how did you get invited to speak at TEDx Denver? Was it just, you know, someone who was organizing it that you knew, or
mm-hmm.
how did, because I know a lot of the Juicy Geniuses in our community too probably have a similar passion where they want to get on stage and share their message,
mm-hmm.
and is there any advice or, you know, how did you go about getting on that stage?
I feel like it all happened. I'm also on the Denver Women's Commission, which is a mayor elected position with the city, and one of my fellow commissioners told me about TEDx and how she's organizing TEDx, and I just at the coffee shop, local coffee shop, just kind of told her my dreams and aspirations, and she was like, Brandy, you need to speak at TEDx. So it was kind of, I guess the thing of it is putting yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's going to happen when you just put yourself out there and let people know what you're passionate about, because it could take that one person to be like, hey, you love that passion, let's get
totally.
It out there.
That's something that we talk a lot about, is the importance of setting intention,
mm-hmm.
because like you said, I think that as soon as you just put yourself out there and express, even if it was just a friend or a family member or, you mm-hmm. know, just setting that intention, I say that all the time. I'm like, just so everyone knows, I'm setting this intention that uh-huh. I'm going to be doing this in a year. And I don't care if anyone actually believes me or hears it. That's me setting that intention. Right. And so I think that's really powerful. And it goes back to what your professor said about, you know, speak what you're passionate about. I always find that the people who are on the right track or who are truly happy in life, mm-hmm. when you ask them what they want, they know what they want.
Right.
And they set that intention and they're very verbal and passionate about mm-hmm. it, as opposed to people who only can tell you what they don't want.
Right.
And I have a lot of, you know, people in my life who are like that as well, and it's ingrained in a lot of people mm-hmm. because, you know, we're taught to kind of go do things a certain way, and whatever you do, stay away from that or stay away from this and you'll be fine. But, you know, asking people, well, really, what is it that you're passionate about or what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. And the blank stares you get sometimes are a little bit unnerving.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
It's really shocking. I definitely have my parents to thank. I was adopted from the Philippines when I was 16 months old, and both my mother and father, ever since I was a little kid, never showed me that there was a boundary. So if I wanted to create, they just let me explore like crazy. And any kind of little dream I had as a kid or as an adult, they would always push me and encourage me. And I feel like that was definitely a main source of feeling like, hey, it's okay to actually be passionate and go for it. Mm-hmm. Because I had that support from my family. And that's a huge thing. Oftentimes it's so easy to kind of get sucked into a negative little bubble where the people that you're around are negative, and like your thoughts start to turn negative and you start to feel like you can't do these great mm-hmm. things. And I really feel like as soon as you can just leave that, and even if it's, you know, letting relationships know, like, this energy is bringing me down, as soon as you leave any kind of energy and surround yourself with energy that's mm-hmm. positive and embracing and does nothing but lift you up, you can't help but be lifted up.
Yeah,
it's almost like light as a feather, stiff as a board. You're just going to fly up to the ceiling if you have all of those positive
totally.
People behind
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I mean, again, we have always said, too, that you're some of the five people that you spend the most time with. Mm-hmm. And I'm notorious for being really picky about that. Uh-huh. I, you know, value my time a lot. And so, you know, if there's people in my life who I feel are energetically draining, mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard, and, you know, not everyone's as lucky as you or I to have amazing, supportive parents
right.
who are incredible, and when I spend time with them, I include them in my five, you
right.
know? But, again, you know, not everyone is that lucky, and I, you know, the number one question I get a lot, too, is, well, you know, how do you cut yourself off from these relationships when they're the people who are the closest
right.
to you in your life? And that's something it happens over time, and it's
mm-hmm.
about being able to energetically distance yourself, even
mm-hmm.
if you do have to spend time with them physically.
Right.
And then, you know, again, look for people who have, you know, similar, you know, aspirations and who are, you know, inspirational to you
mm-hmm.
and who bring you up. And so I think it's kind of like this balance,
right.
you know, and
absolutely.
It's about finding that. So
it's also being honest, and sometimes being honest is an uncomfortable situation to be in. And recently, in the past couple of years, I've really had to tell people how they make me feel, and in a way that wasn't hurtful to them, but in a way that was like, sometimes I feel like your energy holds me back from my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes they knew it, and they were like, I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm like that. And it gets to a point where you as a positive being can lift people up so much, but if they don't want to listen, you can't change people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest things I've really been learning lately, is that, okay, you know, not everybody wants to be positive and happy, but that doesn't mean that I have to have them in my life in a way that really affects me.
I actually really like what you said, because I can't say that I've done that very much, really, is calling people out, and not in a way that's, you know, accusing
right.
or whatever, but just to be really honest, because, you know, maybe give people the benefit of the doubt, and maybe
mm-hmm.
they'll go, wow, thank you for bringing that to my attention,
right.
and who knows, I mean, maybe they'll want to change and be better,
right.
'Cause like you said, you can't change people, but if you spark something in somebody that makes them really reflect on who they are and want to be there to support you and be
right.
a positive force in your life, then that's really cool, so.
Absolutely. It's a difficult position to be in,
yeah,
but sometimes when you're just around somebody and you can't take that energy, you have to say something, otherwise it stinks.
Yeah, totally. So what is next for you? I mean, what are your big goals for 2012? The new year is just coming right up, and where do you see your entrepreneurial journey headed?
You know, right now, It's interesting because as an entrepreneur, when I was a handbag designer, I didn't know I would have a consulting business. I didn't know I would have a boutique. I kind of created these things out of seeing a need for it. So I feel like, okay, well, what else is needed? What do I need to do? Where do I need to be? And right now, I've got an assistant manager who is handling Fashion Denver and really taking over the day-to-day of the boutique. What I'm realizing is I do so many things that I want to focus. I want to find a focus on what is my true passion and put all of my energy into that, or as mm-hmm. much energy as possible.
Right.
So in 2012, I want to work on two books. One of them is The Chronicles of a Dreamer Doer, which is kind of a biography and a little bit of a business help book for people who have a passion and want to do something with that. So sharing my adventures, and it's definitely an adventure. I also want to do a little book called, it's called Do What You Love, Love What You Do, The Manual. Mm-hmm. So I teach a workshop called Do What You Love, Love What You Do, but this will actually be in written format and with a lot more details. So if somebody was like, you know, I love making aprons, but how do I get that business out there?
Mm-hmm.
Get the manual and you can see the step-by-steps of what you need to do. A lot of more other goals that I have for 2012 are really to figure out what it is that I want to do. Sometimes when you get to where you want to be, you don't know where you're going to go next.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm in that transition of figuring out what are my next goals,
yeah.
What are my dreams. I am very passionate about music, and that's something, when my mom and dad adopted me, my mom spent the first 5 years of my life with her classical guitar just singing and playing for me. And then growing up, I was in girls' ensemble performing at nursing homes and in the choir. And then high school, I just dumped all of that because I didn't think it was cool.
Right.
And now as an adult, I realize I love doing that. So I have a little band called Bisou. Bisou in French means to kiss, but it's also my name, Brandy Sue. So focusing a lot on music, I've got about 6 new songs I'm ready to get into the studio and record.
Wow, cool.
So music is just that other side of my brain. And it's not that, I don't want to look at it as a hobby, but I guess it is kind of a hobby. But also, I just made my first 3-minute horror film. So I'm already envisioning parts 2 and 3 of the horror film.
That's awesome.
And so I don't know, I just feel like the world is our oyster. Like,
totally.
What can we do next?
A couple things that you said that really stood out for me. One, you talked about kind of delegating kind of part of your business to your manager who's taking over that kind mm-hmm. of section so that you can really focus. I mean, that's something that's so, so powerful, and I think that, you know, we try to coach people on that as well, is really finding your J-spot, what we call your J-spot, which is being able to focus on your passions, your vision for your future and your unique abilities, and be able to delegate everything else to people who have really strong skills and are able to really help you leverage your business by being able to focus on their genius zones while you focus on yours and really you're able to follow your passion, which I think is so, so cool, and I love it when women get that.
Right.
And what's so cool about you is you're so creative, but then you also have learned that business sense, which is very, very powerful, and the things that you can do when you can combine that. And the other thing that you said, which I loved, is that a lot of people, when they reach a certain point in their life where they think, okay, this is exactly where I want it to be, they forget that goal setting is still so important. And so I love that you're like, okay, now I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do next because, you know, you've done this, you've done this, you've done this, you've spoken on stages, you've been in magazines, where do I want to go now?
Right.
And it can be something totally different, like music, or, you know, because you're so multi-talented and kind of multi-passionate, which is really, really cool, and being able to focus on that is really neat. I love it. I wish I was more creative in that way too, you know, more musical and more everything like that. But so I think that's really, really powerful. And so at the end of our interview, I want to ask you a couple websites and stuff where people can go and find out more about what you do and, you know, where they can go watch your TEDx video. I know it's not quite out yet, but when it's out, they can go watch that.
Absolutely.
What advice would you give to our juicy geniuses who are maybe feeling a little bit stuck or feeling like they're not fully living in that passionate place or haven't found their J-spot yet and they really want to just move forward in the direction of their dreams as opposed to kind of like pittering around on something that they don't really love?
That is an awesome question. Some of the things that I think to really get out there and figure out what your J spot is. I love that, by the way, the J spot, is surround yourself with people who inspire you. You might not realize exactly what it is. Maybe you're in a place where you're kind of like, I don't really know what I really like to do. But when you surround yourself with people who, for example, for me, who are making music and making film and want to make the time to help me and produce my own visions, that's been huge. Like, I didn't even know I could make my own music. I didn't even know that I could make film. And it wasn't until I surrounded myself with those people that inspired me and, again, uplifted me to do that, that it really changed the way that I saw things. Yeah. The other thing is to, if there are areas in life that you're interested in, like maybe you want to go into fashion or you want to think about going into culinary school, find somebody that you can just job shadow for a day. Mm-hmm. See what it really is like. Sit down with them and ask them as many questions as you can.
Yep.
And kind of see what a day in the life of them is like. That's one of the things I love about Fashion Denver and about just the different activities that I'm doing are, I feel like Fashion Denver is a platform for people to be creative. So Fashion Denver is not me. Fashion Denver is our community. When we have interns and assistants that are helping us, I don't want them to just do it in the Fashion Denver vision, because that's not what the Fashion Denver vision. The vision is all of our visions. So just finding somebody who has a platform that you can create on is huge. Also, just taking time out of your day and writing, just brainstorm. Like, sometimes you get these crazy ideas in the shower or like just on a walk in the rain.
Yeah.
And you have this juicy genius stroke of juicy genius where you just realize, like, oh my God, I didn't really realize how much I love cats and I want to start a business boarding cats.
Totally.
You know? So another thing is, when you get an idea, don't think of all the things of why you can't do it. Mm. In fact, when you're planning and just dreaming up and daydreaming, this is something my great friend Sammy taught me, was write it down, create a vision board. Don't think about the things that you can't do, but let the skies be the limit. And again, like you were saying, putting the intention out there, it's almost like you don't see any screens that keep you from doing what you want. In fact, you feel like everything is totally possible.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
That's really cool. What some of the Juicy Geniuses might want to know is, what kind of daily rituals do you have that you kind of can't miss out? Is there anything that you kind of do to start your day, to start it off right, anything like that?
Absolutely. I love my mornings. I spend at least 1 to 2 hours just getting my day started. And when I say get my day started, I like to just pick out an outfit, and I have this vanity. Ever since I was a little girl, I always have had a vanity.
Yeah.
And I just sit in front of my vanity and kind of just go back to when I was a little girl and just play in the mirror. And
I love it.
It sounds silly, but
just
enjoy that time with myself. Mm-hmm. And I love to cook a delicious breakfast and make lunch. And I feel like that Zen time for me is my me time. And that's kind of how I prepare myself for the day. So just starting off the day with a little bit of relaxation instead of waking up and jumping right into the stresses of your day.
Totally.
When I get to the office or Fashion Denver, I like to just make a to-do list of all of my tasks that I need to do. I'm definitely discovering how to stay focused. There are days when I have 5 to 10 things simultaneously happening all at the same time. So sometimes I get really just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to explode!
Yeah.
But it's when, okay, I've got a task. Instead of putting that task on hold on a list, just take care of it right then and there. And just like nail the task, get them all done. I also, what else do I like to do? I don't know. I think that's it. Really just spending my morning times and planning out my day are those day-to-day things that I just love to do.
That's awesome. And again, it goes back to like setting your intentions for the day, right? If you start the morning off right and you're able to have that time to really reflect on what you want to achieve from that day and then writing it all out, that's something I do too. And I can't run a day without it. Like, if it's a day where I know I have to get stuff done and it's a work day,
right,
then I'm getting through that list for sure.
Yeah.
So then one more question for you is, you know, do you have any women in your life who have inspired you, either people you know or people that, you know of, that have kind of inspired you to follow this path or to do what you love?
My mom. Hands down, my mom. She is the most amazing person in the entire world, and she like I said, she just teaches me that there's no limits, that the sky is the limit for mm-hmm. me, and just her support and watching her as an entrepreneur with the company that my parents have, and just the love and the light that she gives off to everybody is amazing. I also am a really big fan of Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
I think she's totally adorable, and then she started a film production company, and just seeing her being able to just be so multifaceted and, mm-hmm. you know, in all the interviews, she's just so down to earth that she's definitely somebody I really admire, because she doesn't just say, okay, I'm an actress and that's all I'm going to be, but she's like, cool. What else is there for me to do? What can I do?
Yeah, that's cool too, because someone like her wouldn't need to do something else.
Right.
She has all the money she would need to live a comfortable right. life, but that's cool that she went ahead and followed her passion and did that.
Absolutely.
Anyway. Cool, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so just to end off the interview, I just want to make sure that everybody kind of knows where to get more information.
Sure.
What's your website?
So the best website to go to is dowhatyoulove.us. That's dowhatyoulove.us.
Okay, cool.
And right there, you will find all the links to everything. It's kind of my entrepreneurial blog, my Chronicles of a Dreamer Doer, and then that will take you to Fashion Denver and the music
awesome.
Projects.
Okay, cool. And we'll also put that link right below this video. So
right
that you
here.
Can go, so that you can get all of her stuff. We'll put a link to her fan page. So yeah, you can get all
awesome.
The information on the lovely Brandy.
And I just want to thank you so much for interviewing me and letting me share what I'm doing, but more so just for inspiring me and inspiring the many people out there that need to hear how people have done what they're doing, and to really help women to realize that, you know, you don't have to get stuck. You don't have to live mm-hmm. an unhappy life. You don't have to kind of conform to what people think you should do. And that is the most important thing, for people to realize that we are free, and that by discovering what our passions is and surrounding ourselves with positive people, the sky is the limit.
Totally. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So that's it for our interview. We'll see you guys later.